Talks between the Hong Kong government and student leaders of that democracy protest that have blocked main roads in the Asian financial hub for nearly 2 weeks were canceled on Thursday because they were unlikely to be constructive, as we hear from Chief Secretary Carrie Lam, who announced that the talks, scheduled for Friday, would not go ahead.
I did look forward to a constructive dialogue with the student representatives. However, with much regret, based on the public remarks made by the student representatives over these 2 days, especially this afternoon, I realize that the basis for a constructive dialogue between us and the students has been seriously undermined.
Her announcement came hours after student leaders called for supporters to redouble their efforts to occupy the main protest zone, a highway just outside government headquarters that they're now dubbing Umbrella Square. Student leaders have vowed earlier on Thursday not to retreat, even as the number of protesters occupying the main thoroughfare and two other districts across the former British colony had dwindled sharply this week. Alex Chow is one of the student leaders.
The reason for Hong Kong to participate in the civil disobedience action to launch the non-cooperative movement is really to say no to the government, that we are very discontent with the decision made by the government. Without a just explanation and concrete ideas of how to settle the current dispute, Hong Kong people will not retreat. And there's no reason for anyone to ask us to retreat. And therefore, the Occupy movement must be ongoing.
Protests are demanding that Hong Kong Chief Executive Leung Chun-ying resign and that Beijing reverse its decision to screen candidates for the territory's 2017 election. Attempts to force Leung to resign may be bolstered by the recent emergence of media reports accusing the leader of taking $6.4 million in undisclosed payments from an Australian company while in office. Leung has denied any wrongdoing in accepting the payments, saying the deal was a standard non-compete clause signed before he became chief executive. Several pro-democracy lawmakers have called for an investigation into that deal.